It's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. And happy Thursday, Sunny.
Happy Thursday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're kicking off once again with African football.
Kim, joining us once again on the Voice of America is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
David, I remember you telling our VOA football fans that you thought Ghana was a slight favorite to win the hosting rights to the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations. It goes to Gabon. Your reaction, David?
Yeah, a slight surprise, Sunny. I felt Ghana ticked all the boxes. I think the crowd troubles in Algeria basically ruled them out, and it's been pretty disastrous for Algeria because they also bid it for 219, 221, and 223, and they lost all of those as well. So they've had four attempts to get the Cup of Nations, and they failed on each occasion. They've gone for Gabon, which is a little bit surprising because for three consecutive tournaments now, we're going to be right there in the heart of Central Africa. We had Equatorial Guinea this year, albeit as last-minute replacements for Morocco. Following them up will be Gabon. And interesting there too, Sunny, that both Gabon and Equatorial Guinea were co-hosts of the tournament in 2012. And now both countries are getting a chance to host it on their own. And following Gabon in 2017, you'll have Cameroon in 2019. And following that, Ivory Coast in 221 and Guinea in 223. So the East, the South, and the North, not really getting a look in at the moment. It's very much Central Africa and West Africa. Gabon did a pretty good job in 2012. I didn't hear many complaints from people who went there, apart from the fact they said it's a rather expensive country in terms of food and accommodation. And what they will now have to do, like Equatorial Guinea, is find two new venues. What the existing stadiums are, Sunny, is Libreville and Franceville. They're the 2012 ones. And then to that, they're going to add Port Gentil. Interestingly, it's 100 kilometers from Libreville, the capital, but there is no road linking Port Gentil with Libreville. So I would expect that road is going to have to be built pretty promptly. And the other venue is going to be Oyem. Now, Oyem, I was just looking on the map, Sunny, before we went on air, and that's very close to Mongomo, which was one of the venues for the Equatorial Guinea Cup of Nations, similar to Mongomo. It's out there in the bush. But I think that's what perhaps CAF and their president, Isahaya Tu, are behind, building new stadiums around these countries. But yes, Sunny, when I heard the news, not a shock by any stretch of the imagination, but certainly a slight surprise that it's going back to Gabon just a few years after they were co-hosts.
Also in Cairo, David, CAF conducted the draw for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying competition. Let's take a look at the 13 qualifying groups and get your thoughts. We'll kick off with Group A, Togo, Tunisia, Liberia, and Djibouti.
Well, Sunny, Tunisia definitely favorites here. They, of course, were at once looking like they would not actually make the 217 qualifiers because they accused CAF of bias when they went out of the 215 tournament at the quarterfinal stage. You had that very controversial penalty to Equatorial Guinea, from which the host nation equalized, and then they went on to win the quarterfinal 2-1 after extra time. Togo and Liberia, I think they'll be competitive at home. Djibouti, sadly, have struggled in this competition in the past, but I'm glad to see they're competing because that's the only way they're going to improve. But certainly, Sunny, of those four, you would have to tick Tunisia as the favorites to top Group A.
In Group B, David, we have the Democratic Republic of Congo, Angola, Central African Republic, and Madagascar. How do you see this group?
Again, Sunny, the team that jumps out are the top seeds, Democratic Republic of Congo. They exceeded expectations in Equatorial Guinea this year by finishing third. They actually beat the host nation on penalties to get that third place. They did really well, and they were one of the very few countries to have a local coach, Florent Ibenge. And all four clubs from the Democratic Republic of Congo are through to the last 16 stage in the Champions League and Confederations Cup. So Congolese football very much on the up at the moment. If you're looking for a challenger, I would expect Angola are probably going to pose the biggest threat. Madagascar, sadly, have been very much struggling in recent years. And the Central African Republic, also sadly, they've had their problems too. Lots of violence in our country. So, Sonny, with a fair degree of optimism, I'm saying that DR Congo will top Group B.
In Group C, David, we have Mali, Equatorial Guinea, Benin, and South Sudan. How do you see this group?
This one, Sonny, I think is going to be more competitive. Mali are always there or thereabouts. They were, of course, unlucky first-round losers in Equatorial Guinea, going out after the toss of a coin. The interesting one is going to be Equatorial Guinea. They recently held Ivory Coast in Abidjan. I know it was only a friendly game, but nevertheless, they held their own in a very hostile atmosphere. And they did well under their new Argentine coach, Esteban Becker. And Benin, they've been down, but they're capable of better. So I would make Mali's favorites here. I think Equatorial Guinea are probably going to pose the biggest threat. South Sudan, they're very much the babies of African football, and I think it's going to be too soon for them to pose a really serious challenge for a place in a Cup of Nations. So I'm going with Mali and Equatorial Guinea, perhaps putting up a strong challenge.
In Group D, we have Burkina Faso, Uganda, Botswana, and the Comoros Islands. And David, my Ugandan colleague, Douglas Mpuga, was licking his lips when he saw this draw. He likes the Cranes getting out of this group.
There's a good possibility, Sonny, but I'd remind Douglas, it's 1978. Yes, that's 1978. That's the last time Uganda made it to the Cup of Nations. And on that occasion, they did extremely well. Just to cheer Douglas up a little bit, they got all the way to the final, where they lost to the host nation, Ghana. But, you know, Uganda, how many times since, Sonny, have we said that they're poised to reach the finals, and then they always seem to slip up just before the final hurdle? What I will say is, it looks to me as if this group is between Uganda and Burkina Faso. And Burkina Faso had an awful 2015 Cup of Nations. They and South Africa were actually the worst performers, the Burkina Faso Stallions, taking just 1 point from a possible 9. Botswana, I think, will be competitive at home, but they tend to struggle a bit away from home. And the Comoros, similar really to South Sudan, they're a young nation football-wise, and at this stage you can't really make them serious challenges for a place in the finals. So, yes, it's between Burkina Faso and Uganda, and perhaps Uganda finally are going to smash that jinx going all the way back to 1978.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. The Voice of America. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports. David Legg talked about how it's been pretty disastrous for Algeria in terms of winning the hosting rights to the Africa Cup of Nations. Well, you might say it's been pretty excellent for Algeria in terms of the monthly FIFA rankings. The Desert Foxes of Algeria remain number one in Africa in rankings released Thursday by FIFA, World Football's governing body. The Algerians have 917 ranking points, which puts them at number 21 overall. Algeria is 10 ranking points ahead of African champion Ivory Coast, which is 23rd overall. Ghana is at number 26. Tunisia is 30th. And Senegal is 36th. Rounding out the top 10 African teams, according to FIFA, we have the Cape Verde Islands at 37, Guinea at 41, and Nigeria at 45. Cameroon and Congo Brazzaville at number 48 and 49, respectively, complete Africa's top 10 teams. Taking a look at the very top of the FIFA rankings, World Cup champion Germany remains number one, followed by Argentina, Belgium, Colombia, and Brazil. Let's take a short break now for this important message from a Congolese giant who in September will be officially inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
In pro basketball news, Chicago Bulls star Derrick Rose returned to the court Wednesday night after his latest knee surgery. He scored 9 points in 9 points in 19 minutes, but the Bulls lost to the host Orlando Magic 105-103. Rose has been hobbled by knee injuries since winning the NBA Most Valuable Player Award in 2011. Derrick was playing for the first time in more than a month. Victor Oladipo scored a game-high 23 points, including a layup with less than 2 seconds left in the game to lift the Magic to victory. Our VOA basketball fans will remember Victor's mother is from Nigeria and his father is from Sierra Leone. Elsewhere around the NBA, with only a few games left in the regular season, the defending champion San Antonio Spurs are playing some excellent basketball. The Spurs defused the Houston Rockets Wednesday night in San Antonio, 110-98. It was San Antonio's ninth consecutive victory. French star Tony Parker scored a game-high 27 points for the Spurs. The Atlanta Hawks continue to spread their wings and soar to unprecedented heights of success. The Hawks beat the Brooklyn Nets 114-111 in New York City for their club record 59th victory of the season. The NBA playoffs begin on April 18th. Basketball fever.